Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Bono here from TechCU Arena. The Colorado Eagles had a 2-0 lead in which the Barracuda were able to erase, but the Eagles in the end find a way in overtime. They win it 3-2, 1 minute and 7 seconds into the extra session. Cal Burke is second of the game, is the hero. And with the loss, the Barracuda have now dropped 9 straight to Colorado dating back to last year. They earn a point, but they drop both games over the weekend to the Eagles, and the record stands at 3-6-4 on the year. Colorado improves to 8-5-3. A lot of good things for the Barracuda, but again, it's plagued them all year. There's been lapses in their game, and tonight the Eagles, very opportunistic. They find ways, and in the end, they prove too much.
Yep, 100% right. I liked the Barracuda after the Eagles came out in the third period with a bunch of zip like we saw them last night. They were forechecking with some pressure. They're backtracking again real hard. They were bringing their defense down the boards to make sure the puck stayed in, get to keep the puck alive in the Cuda zone. They held tight to Cuda. They did a nice job. They were able to get the goal that they needed to tie the game up. And then after that, Annunen made a couple of really dynamite big-time saves that saved the game. As we talked about the save off of Sabourin coming out of the penalty box, we said, well, depending on the score, let's think about that save at the end of the game. And that was the one that kept it in check for the Eagles. And then overtime was just overtime. It's what happens in overtime. That extra ice certainly provides some fun to watch unless you're on the losing end.
Colorado was about to go onto the power play, so yeah, they score the game winner with their net empty and the extra attacker on. So Colorado, who was dismal on the road to start the year, they dropped their first 6 straight. They finished this 4-game road trip with a 3-1 record. They've really turned the tide, and they sweep both games here on the road in San Jose. The Eagles got the first goal just as they did last night. They find the back of the net at 16-13. Wyatt Ahmed is fourth of the year, and that opened up the score for Colorado. Carroll and Klerman picked up the assist. The Eagles would take that lead into the intermission, and they tack on another goal at 14:03 of period number 2. Cal Burke snapped a 32-game goalless drought, and he gave Colorado a 2-goal advantage in that second period. But the Barracuda, down by a pair, would find life with less than 2 minutes remaining in the second. Bradley Mayer, part of that fourth line that provided a lot of energy last night and continued it tonight, was the recipient of a pass from Brett Kemp, and he fired it home for his first in the American Hockey League. The time of the goal for Merrick at 18:02 of period number 2. Over the line, Kemp for Weisblatt, and he overskated it. Weisblatt stays with it. Lifts the stick a lot. Got it to Merrick. Quick shot by Kemp, and a great stop by Annunen. Back for Kemp. Centers in front. They score! First in the American Hockey League, and that fourth line, relentless pressure, and they break through to cut the lead in half. That line again, Drew, providing more energy, back-to-back games in which they find the back of the net. We saw in the third, John McCarthy put him out there quite a bit, just like last night.
Well, what he talked to you about before the game was that he probably didn't play them enough to start the game. Last night he put them more in, more and more, and they played a regular strong shift tonight. Time after time after time, they were a group that just, they understand how they have to play in order to be successful, and they showed it again tonight.
So the Barracuda got life. They get that late second period goal. So instead of going into the third like they did last night, down by 2, they trailed by just 1 goal. And in that third, They'd outshoot the Eagles 11-10, and they'd find a way to tie the score up. At 9:38, Thomas Bortolo in an odd man rush would wait it out for a defender to cross him on the ice, human Zamboni style. And Bortolo would snap it home for his third of the season, his third in his first six games at the AHL level. Come the Cuda potentially, as Bortolo has it. It's an odd man rush. He works in, waits, pulls up, shoots. He scores! Oh, what patience by Bortolo! And we're tied at 2-2. Big goal from Thomas Bortolo. The Barracuda find a way to tie the score up in that third. And as you mentioned, Drew, they had a chance oh so close to taking a lead. Scott Sabourin coming out of the penalty box, but Eustace Onanen came up big with a right pad stop. He preserved the tie score, got it to overtime, and Onanen rewarded in overtime as the Eagles find a way. Delayed penalty, the puck would come very quickly off the end wall, springboarding to the stick of Cal Burke. No chance for the goaltender Magnus Cronin. Burke would punch it home for a second of the game in the overtime GWG. Go on to the power play here. Onanen has made his way to the bench for the extra skater, so 4-on-3 right now. Burke, left wing side. Tufte turns, fires, he missed the net, came off the end wall, and they score. Cal Burke, who scored the second goal for Colorado back in the second period, gets the ricochet off the end boards during the delayed penalty, and the Colorado Eagles win both games. They make it 9 straight against the Barracuda. Not saying by any means, Drew, the Barracuda deserve to lose tonight, but I don't know if you can say definitively they deserve to win either.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the one thing when you look at that last goal, I think that they were really well executed by Colorado as far as the goalie out, and Burke comes on. I think he was the guy that came on and then was able to get to the right place at the right time. There are, as we talked about, some really good things to build on for the San Jose Barracuda, but they have to continue to build. There were, when you looked at the game, a couple of areas where they still had to, they didn't get enough, in my opinion, the first two periods, enough second or third chances. In fact, I didn't think they got many last night as well. That's another area that they'll have to work on. More sustained pressure in the offensive zone. But overall, there are some positives, for the Barracuda. The play of the fourth line with Weisblatt trying to kind of leading the way there. The goaltending, I thought Krona played well. There wasn't any goal that I looked at and went, okay, you should have had that one. Justin Bailey, I like Justin Bailey, man. I like the way he plays. I like his intensity. And Bortolo tonight showed me something again, that ability to score goals. I thought Gushin kind of slid off as the game went on. It seemed like he was a little bit tired. But, again, he does have some instincts there. There's some good things with the Barracuda, but, man, they just can't figure out how to beat this Colorado Eagles team.
Barracuda fall again here tonight against Colorado. They've dropped 9 straight against the Eagles dating back to last year. Both Bakersfield and San Diego were idle tonight. Those two teams below San Jose in the Pacific Division standings. Barracuda now up to double-digit points. They've got 10 points on the year through their first 13 games. Meanwhile, Colorado, they were up to 19 points through 16 games. They improved to 8-5-3. Barracuda are 3-6-4. And again, 0-4 when going to overtime so far this year. Let's go over our three stars tonight. We'll begin with San Jose, and Bradley Merrick scored his first in the American Hockey League, part of that fourth line that continued to bring energy for the Barracuda. They got the goal in that second period, gave San Jose life, helped with the comeback efforts. So Merrick on the board. He is our number three star. Number two star tonight for the Barracuda, Thomas Bortolo. He, too, scored, did finish the night with a -1 rating, 3 shots on net for Bortolo. And the number one star for Colorado, Cal Burke. Burke picks up 2 goals, the second and third tallies for Colorado, including the overtime winner. Eustace Onanen makes it back-to-back wins.
Played
he's
well.
Won 5 straight against San Jose. He made some very timely saves, but as you mentioned, Drew, not enough, I would say, rebound opportunities for the Barracuda. Maybe a little bit too cute at times. We saw a lot of the power play tonight, too. You just felt like they were dusting it off.
Too much.
Patient. Sometimes you got to simplify, right?
Yep. When your power play is not clicking for you, when you're not scoring the goals, and the best thing to do is just back to the point, shoot the puck from every angle, make sure you get it on net, and look to retrieve, look for the rebounds, look to re-engage. And I think the Cuda, just as we talked about a little bit, just holding on to it too much, too deliberate. You got to be more quick. That's the difference in the game between winning and losing. Quick.
Final in terms of the power play, Barracuda go 0 for 4, Colorado 0 for 3 here tonight, and the Eagles win it in overtime. Eagles, they come back home starting on Friday, so they hit the airways tomorrow. They'll fly out tomorrow. Barracuda, they continue the 7-game homestand, back on the ice on Tuesday as they welcome in the struggling San Diego Goals. That is a 7 o'clock puck drop. We will be back on the Sharks Audio Network with pregame coverage starting at 6:30. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 26 minutes, 2,156 sod here at TechCU Arena. So the Barracuda back to work on Tuesday. They'll try to get back on track against a San Diego team that has now dropped its last 11 straight, 0-8-3. Now, for one, you think maybe it's a team you can jump on, get a big home victory. Well, you also got to recognize that that's a desperate San Diego team as well coming in to TechCU Arena. Drew, we appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, buddy.
We look forward to having you on throughout
Absolutely.
The season
on
various occasions. Have a safe flight tomorrow as you and the rest of the Sharks make their way up to Vancouver. Sharks back on the ice on Monday. Rare Monday game in the NHL. You don't play too much on Mondays. And then they hit Seattle, and they are back home on Friday, are the Sharks at SAP Center. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. Barracuda do fall tonight in overtime, 3-2. They earn a point in the loss against the Colorado Eagles. They look to get back on track on Tuesday. Until Tuesday, he's Drew Amenda. I'm Nick Nolenberger. Thanking you for listening and watching, and we'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.